Hello, good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. All of your answers are confidential. To begin, what is the year of your birth?
December 22nd, 1965.
Thank you very much. And for statistical purposes, what is your race?
180.
Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian?
Black American.
Thank you very much. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
11th grade.
Thank you very much. Next, we have some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied.
Thank you very much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Yes, he'll help me a lot. Yes.
Is that a yes approve or yes disapprove?
Yes approve.
And do you somewhat approve it or strongly approve it?
Strongly.
Thank you. And how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? We're going to use a scale from 1 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or have never heard of that person or group, please just let me know.
Yes, I was homeless, so you know what I'm saying? He helped me out, so yeah, I'm good, yeah.
Okay. Now, the first one on the list is Democrats in Congress. Democrats in Congress, how would you rate them? With 0
to 10.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
Yes. I think that's a good choice. She's smart.
How would you rate them? From
10.
0 to... Okay.
10.
Donald Trump?
No, not at all.
In the scale from 0 to 10, where do you scale?
10.
Brian Kemp?
Okay, that's it.
No, Brian Kemp, how would you rate them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, 5 means neutral, and 10 means very warm and favorable?
10.
Thank you. The next one is Cornel West.
What's it?
Cornel West.
No, not at all.
And on a scale of 0 to 10?
0.
Fannie Willis?
0.
Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you very much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Yeah, 10, definitely 10.
Thank you very much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Once again, on a scale of 0 to 10, please rate the scale means that 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to your community.
Yeah, that's definitely 10. Everything.
Thank you. How would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's so much different. There's no difference. It's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
It's much powerful.
Thank you very much. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Once again, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you will definitely not vote, 5 means that there is a 50-50 chance you will vote, and 10 means that you will definitely vote in 2024.
I definitely will vote.
And on the scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you very much. Would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I think 10. 10.
Now we want that. Now the options are you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or not at all. About who?
A great deal.
Thank you very much. Now, if the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I'm 10, period. Definitely.
For which one?
Biden.
Thank you very much. Now for something a little bit different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
It not got better.
Thank you very much. Now
it don't
I'm
got
going
better.
Thank you.
It don't got better.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue is voting rights.
10, definitely. Definitely 10.
Criminal justice reform?
Definitely 10.
Inflation cost or cost of living?
Definitely 10.
Environmental justice?
Yes.
From the scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
Gun control?
10.
Thank you very much. Now what we want to know is, I'm going to read you the same list of issues, but we want to reiterate them on a scale of 0 to 10. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, thank you. Now I want you to rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the issue has been or has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve in your community, and 0 means that the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve in your community. You can use any number, once again, from 0 to 10. The first one is voting rights.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Inflation or cost of living.
10.
Environmental justice?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
Gun control?
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of laws that the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The first law is the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes. Do you think, or does that impact you or your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Definitely Biden.
But does that law affect your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A great deal.
Thank you. The next law is, in proclamation of granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Does that impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A great deal.
And the last law on the list is that the strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments. Does that impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A great deal.
Thank you. We're almost done, but before that, I'm going to read to you some of the reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is an extremely convincing reason to vote in 2024, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing to reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. The first reason is President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. A Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature, leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reasons Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policy. How would you rate that from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not convincing at all, and 10 means it is extremely convincing?
Read that line again.
Yes. The reason others black lawyers have provided is President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies.
Yep, definitely a 10.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hello. The next reason is black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy us, our freedom, to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. Once again, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not convincing at all, and 10 is extremely convincing, where do you rate that?
10.
Thank you very much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but we would like to ask you again, just as a callback to those first questions. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please raise the...
Definitely, 10.
Thank you. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? This time the scale means that zero means that you will definitely not vote, 5 means that there is a 50-50 chance, and 10 means that you will definitely vote in 2024.
Definitely will vote.
And so on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Now we're going to change the form of the question. Would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I don't care.
And is that I don't care not that much or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Cornel West, another third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president, or are you still undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Now, how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? The first one is Pro-Georgia. Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
I don't really care, no.
And is that not care, not that much, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. How much do you trust Fair Fight? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A great deal.
Secretary of State?
I'm good with all of it, yes.
And is that a great deal, a fair amount?
A great deal.
Thank you. The next one is People's Agenda. Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A great deal.
And the next one is Fair Count. Do you trust them a...
10.
Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A great deal.
Black Voters Matter. Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A great deal.
Local Board of Election. Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A great deal.
And finally, do you trust a New Georgia Project? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A great deal.
Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
3.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
And how would you describe your employment status?
Unemployed.
And the last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$20,000.
Thank you very much. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving a Georgia knowledge expert, we would like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the best email for us to send you the gift card?
It's Stanley Terry 123@gmail.com.
That would be stanleyterry123@gmail.com.
Yes.
And Terry is a T as in Tom, E-R-R-Y.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That was Stanley Terry, because I need to reconfirm, that was stanleyterry123@gmail.com.
Yes.
Thank you. And how would you, do you prefer to be contacted? By landline, cell phone, text message, mail, or email?
Mail, I mean, text message.
Oh, and text messages. So that was text messages, mail, and email?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.